Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Well, first, a rave party organised in a Dublin City Council flats complex at the weekend has caused widespread anger over the disregard shown to COVID-19 restrictions at the event. The organised party was held in the Oliver Bond flats in Dublin's inner city, and local people say that over 100 young people attended. Drug taking and loud music went on until close to midnight, and pictures show that social distancing rules were ignored. Now, Fergal Keane has been to Oliver Bond and joins me in studio. So, Fergal, you were down there this morning. What have the people been saying?
There's a lot of anger in that flats complex about this party. I spoke to many people there today, and they said that over 100 people, young people, had arrived there by taxis and by car from all over the city on Saturday evening. They said they didn't believe that there were any local kids involved. They didn't recognise any of them. So then these people, they gathered on an AstroTurf pitch in the middle of the flats. It's about like a half-size soccer pitch. A DJ arrived after 6 o'clock. He set up a marquee in a corner, had a generator to provide electricity, and then the music started a bit after seven. People called the guards a number of times. They arrived and had patrols in the area a few times, but they didn't move to break up the event until after 11 o'clock.
So will you just remind us, where is this complex?
Yeah, it's in the south inner city, just a street over from the River Liffey near Christ Church. It's a fairly long established complex there. It's very well maintained. It's clean, very clean. I got the impression today that as well that there's a very strong sense of community there. And the AstroTurf pitch is more or less in the middle of several blocks. It's used then by local children and by clubs. And after the event, people said, and you can see pictures of it on social media, it was littered with rubbish, with drug paraphernalia, with these small canisters that contain laughing gas, which seems to be the drug at the moment. And now, as you'll hear now from these people I spoke to, it was also littered with glass.
That's all glass there, look. That's only in one little spot. It's all around the place. There is all over there. All over there. Young kids going in and scared.
Cigarette butts.
Everything. Everything. They all did it. Yesterday morning, all the women came out of their houses, came down here and cleaned up the best they could. 23 bags of rubbish taken out here. Taken out here this morning. They left out of the corporation this morning. Absolutely disgraceful. I'm living here 70 years and I did see what happens. Yeah, it was disgraceful what was happening. It was all young people, 18, 17, 16 to 20. Couldn't live up here at the moment, and 100, 120 people gathering. No social distance, no nothing, no masks, no nothing. They had a disco, look at the disco bar. Well, the police were in five or six times before this even started. The police came through five or six times. They saw what was going on. They knew what was going to happen. Why did they not do it before it even started? Knock it down, knock her off, and out. Do you know what I mean? Then they were coming in taxis. People coming in taxis from here, everywhere. And just coming on the square. I want to see the place yesterday morning. The young kids come home from school, look at a game of ball, can't do it anymore. Simple. It's a shame.
You're doing the clean up yourself?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
What was left behind here?
We had a lot of paraphernalia from Saturday night, from drug paraphernalia and cans, bottles. Everything. It was just total. There was thousands of canisters all left strewn all over the pitch.
What have you done with all that stuff? There's glass on the kids' soccer pitch.
Oh, there's still glass, things of glass left there. We can't do anything, unfortunately, with that. But we've done all the best we could. We filled up 20 sackfuls of rubbish from it, and we just left for the caretakers to take them away today.
How do you feel about what happened? Do you live here?
We live here, yeah, here all my life, and it's disgusting what went on. The media attention we're getting for all the wrong reasons. It's nothing to do with the residents at all. We were in their homes when this was going on. There was no one at the party. So it's nothing to do with the residents of Oliver Bond at all.
Did you see what happened the other night?
I did, yeah. So it roughly started about 7 o'clock. A private company came in to erect the marquee and the DJ, but the police came in at the exact time that they were erecting and just drove back out again, didn't do anything. Now it was set up on the 10th. So then as the hours went on, then the more people came out. Taxis were coming in from Ballymun, Finglas, you name it, East Wild. They were from everywhere, absolutely everywhere. About 20, more than 20 of us even rang the police to tell them what was going on. They kept driving in, driving back out, driving in, driving back out. Now that was going on from 7 o'clock. They eventually stopped at about 10 to 12, but that was probably over at 100 phone calls I saw after going in. The music was just consistently getting louder.
Very loud?
It was very loud, yeah. It was very, very loud. We've a lady that lives there on the bottom. The lady's in her 80s. She had to leave her bedroom and sleep on the sofa, 80-odd years of age, because of the music. And you can't go out and speak to them because, like, I mean, you couldn't go down and be up against them.
Were you afraid?
Of course, we're all afraid in here. We dread weekends in here. I have to be honest with you. We dread to see Friday coming in here because of what's going on. DCC is informed consistently and they do absolutely nothing. They do nothing for us. They're neglecting us. They do nothing for us.
What did you see? What happened here the other night?
Party group of them. There must have been more than 100 people, wasn't there? Most of them weren't from here. Weren't from here, no. There wasn't most. The majority of them wasn't from here. And then the mess that they left, drugs, smash bottles, all them silver canister, hundreds of them canister things we picked up. And then we had to lock up. We couldn't even let the kids play in it yesterday because...
You were afraid?
Yeah, all the shattered glass. And we picked up most of the stuff. But there was still all bits of shattered glass and everything, so we couldn't let the kids. You couldn't let them in there.
I can see it here.
Yeah, you couldn't let them in there to play. No way. But no, it was a disgrace, now I have to say, an absolute disgrace. And then the guards came in a few times, but didn't do anything.
They say they don't have the power to break something up, man.
But they don't have the power, but yet they were given the power to, when this all happened with the restrictions, they were given more power to break up parties like that. So I don't see how they didn't have the power to do it, you know. They had the power, but they had the power on Cork Street the day before. Was it checkpoints, and they were searching all the cars to make sure people weren't travelling outside Dublin. So they had the power to do that, but they didn't have to have the power to break up a party and let it go on for about 5 hours. So I don't see how they didn't have the power to do it.
Very vivid descriptions there, Fergal, of the state of the pitch. And as you said, lots of pictures and videos have been shared on social media. What's the pitch like now?
It's unusable. As you heard people there say, local people cleaned it up over the weekend, took 25 bags of rubbish out of it, but there's still shards of glass everywhere. So people were gathered around there today wondering how they were going to clean it up, to get rid of the glass, to make it safe again. The only thing you could think of would be some kind of an industrial hoover to get it all up, but then that also takes up the little rubber grains as well, so then the whole thing will have to be redone in some form or another.
Okay, now there was mention there of the Gardaí and people calling the Gardaí. We heard from that last speaker in relation to that. They have issued a statement.
They have, and as you heard, people were quite critical that the Gardaí didn't move in and break this event up. So the Gardaí issued a statement today and they said they responded to calls in Oliver Bond. A number of patrols were conducted in the area over the course of the evening, and by approximately 11 p.m. Gardaí requested all persons to disperse. Gardaí are not investigating breaches of public health regulations by those in attendance. Social distancing, wearing of masks in public and other such guidelines are not penal regulations, so they can't prosecute or pursue people for that. But the Health Act as amended in 2020 says that a person shall not organise or cause to be organised a relevant event in a relevant county. That means that the Gardaí say they're now investigating the identity of the organisers of the event, because that is could be a criminal offence, but actually not social distancing is not a criminal offence.
Okay, and on that, Fine Gael Senator Mary Siri Carney, representing that Dublin South Central constituency, she said such scenes are absolutely unacceptable, and she's called for the Gardaí to investigate thoroughly here.
And that's something that's been echoed by many politicians there. I was there today, I met Manx Flynn, who's the local councillor, and spoke to a number of other councillors as well. They want Gardaí to have the powers to go in and break up an event like this and then to prosecute people who are involved organising it. Now, I do understand that this might have been a birthday party, but the local people don't know who was involved, and that Fine Gael Senator Ms. Siri Carney said that the prevention of uncontrolled gatherings such as this event has to become a priority for the authorities.
Right, and interesting as well, it wasn't the only rave for the weekend. We heard our colleague Dara McCullough on the radio this morning talking about what he discovered in his field in Meath.
But here people are particularly incensed in that it was an open public area. It was watched by hundreds of people in the flats around who were afraid to go down and confront these people. They called the guards and the guards didn't break it up. So there is a lot of frustration in the area about it, as you heard from those people speaking there.
All right, Fergal Keane, thank you very much for that report.